Okay, welcome. Parshas Vayeshev has the story of Yosef solving the dreams of the Saramashkim, the Sarofim, and it all coming true. And then at the end of the Parsha, so Yosef tells us, hey, when you, Saramashkim, when you get there, when you get to Paro, remember me, maybe I'll be able to get out of here. And there's a whole discussion amongst the Chazal. Was that a proper thing for Yosef to do, his shtadlus, or not? Was he supposed to have bitachon, rely on Hashem? So actually, Darish Moshe has a comment on that one. That's not the one I'm doing today. The one I'm doing today tells us, though, that it doesn't work. Pasuk tells us, Vayishkachayu, he forgot him. So Darish Moshe says, wait a minute, he forgot him? In a few years, Paro has a dream, and he says, hey, there's a man in prison who can help you out. So it turns out he didn't forget him. So why is the pasuk saying he forgot him when in reality he didn't forget him? He just neglected to mention him. He didn't bring him up. So why is it called forgotten? So Moshe Feinstein tells us a very important yesod, that when it comes to remembering, there are really two parts to remembering. There's remembering the information, the details that an event occurred, and there's remembering the experience, the exhilaration, the sense of wonder that he must have felt when he's talking to this Ish Gadol Tzadik, who everything he says turns out to be true. So even though he doesn't bring up, there's nothing for him to gain to tell everybody about it, but somehow he forgets that. He forgets that experience. As soon as he has moved on to his next experience of life, he's out of prison, he's now back working for Paro, he's no longer wowed by what he just went through. And therefore, only when it comes up that he needs to tell Paro something, so he remembers, oh yeah, there was this thing that happened. But even that, he doesn't bring up with this sense of exhilaration. He just said, he doesn't say, you know, in prison there's this Adam Gadol who abused us all. What does he say? There's a Nar, Eved. So therefore, the Pasuk says, Vayishkacheyu, means he forgot that incredible experience that he went through, the type of experience that should have changed him. There's a lot of ways you could go with this message from Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Amital Zatzal used to talk about Ben Hilchabru L'Mechuyavut. There's actually five drushes of his that were written up on that topic, published as a pamphlet. I think now his book, V'aretz Natan L'Bnei Adam, includes a section at the end of those. But it was a constant theme that Rav Amital used to talk about, that a lot of times people are attending really inspiring events. And it may work that they're very inspired, they're very into what they go to. It could be a wonderful Kalbach davening and Gewalt, they were so into it. But then the next day, nothing happens. They're the same person, they didn't wake up, they didn't keep Shabbos the next day, they still talk Lashon Hara, they didn't wake up for Shacharis. Whatever it is that needed to change, didn't change. So yes, they were very into that event, but it didn't change them in any way. That's what Moshe Feinstein is saying, that there's remembering that something happened. If you asked him, hey, did you go to that thing? He'll say yes. But do you remember that incredible feeling of awe, of exhilaration that you felt while you had that incredible event? And that indeed he did not have. I know the some of the Shana Aleph guys went to Bells the Shabbos. So did Rav Mordechai tell you the story, what happened one year, Motzei Shabbos of the Bell Shabbaton? Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
So one year, there was a boy who had an incredible inspiration of the Bel Shabbaton with Mordechai, and it's a very nice Shabbaton. And he decided, Motzei Shabbos, he was going to come back to yeshiva, and instead of hanging out in town that night, and his friends were all meeting up at a certain place, and he was planning on going to that place, and decided, I can't, after that incredible Shabbos I experienced, go to that place. And he experienced an incredible inspiration from that Shabbos. And sure enough, that night, there was a pigua on Ben Yehuda. This is back in the times in the Intifada back in 2001, and he felt that he was not there right where this pigua was, took place, because he says that's where I would have been, and I wasn't because I went straight back. And he was so inspired, and everyone was very moved by the story, and then, of course, life went on. And Rav Mordechai always pointed to that there could have been more. You know, that this boy, he isn't a Rosh Yeshiva now, okay? He, you know, he didn't take this experience and now rent out stadiums and tell everybody about his incredible Yeshua. Instead, he, you know, life went on. And that's what Moshe Feinstein is trying to point out, that sometimes we have these incredible experiences, and we should be zocha to have them. Times when we feel the dvekas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we really feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashkacha in our life. Times when we come across greatness and wonder and awe, and it's not enough to remember that it happened. We have to remember the actual feelings that we experienced while it happened, and tap into that and draw on that, so that that experience can affect us for the rest of our lives, the rest of the year. And this is true in general about Judaism. That's what the Seder night is. That's what all sorts of experiences are. That's what staying up all night on Shavuos is. What is it? We're just one night and everything goes back to the next day? Hopefully not. Hopefully what we talk about, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship with us during Leil HaSeder, affects us and makes us better people, better Jews the rest of the year. Hopefully the learning that we do on Shavuos night, even if, imagine, Shavuos night, it's not qualitatively or quantitatively more Torah than you might learn otherwise, because you're up all night and you're tired, and the next day is ruined because you're tired the next day and you're sleeping all day. Maybe if you were to calculate the number of hours you do normally and the number of hours you end up doing with Shavuos night, it might be less. But why do we do it? For the experiential aspect. Hopefully it's not just that we had it, but now we tap into it. And that should affect ourselves, our learning, the next night, because we went through the incredible experience of Shavuos night, and that should affect us the rest of the year, and the rest of our learning, the rest of that week at least. Hopefully it lasts longer than a week. And that's the message of Moshe Feinstein, that when we have these incredible, uplifting, exhilarating experiences, when we touch greatness, we should hopefully take it with us, remembering not just that it happened, but how we felt when it happened.